This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said today Ukraine can still win the war against Russia, but Congress needs to act. He told NBC Ukraine has succeeded militarily in keeping the country from falling into Russian hands. Now, he says, the U.S. must give it the tools it needs.
We are looking at some setbacks, including in recent days, because Ukraine didn't have enough ammunition to defend the town of Avdiivka in the east. But at the end of the day, Ukraine still has the capacity, if we provide them the tools and resources they need, to be able to prevail in this war. And it is up to us, the United States and our allies and partners, to deliver on our commitments. And that's why it's so important that Congress act.
The Senate has approved a bipartisan package that includes aid for Ukraine. The House is expected to return from a two-week recess this week. But Speaker Mike Johnson has not said whether he'll allow the bill to be considered. Ukraine's defense minister says half the promised Western military support in its fight against Russia fails to arrive on time. Rustam Umerov says this is costing territory and the lives of Ukrainian soldiers. Yemen's Houthi militia has responded with defiance to a joint U.S.-British strike against its weapons site. The Iran-backed group warns its attacks on shipping in the Red Sea will continue until Israel ends its assault on Gaza. The BBC's Simon Jones has more.
London and Washington said these precision strikes are intended to disrupt and degrade the capabilities that the Houthis use to threaten global trade, naval vessels, and the lives of innocent mariners in one of the world's most critical waterways. The Houthis, who control large swathes of Yemen, have been targeting vessels they say are linked to Israel and the West in response to the war between Israel and Hamas. Yemen has a key strategic position in the Middle East, especially when it comes to global shipping. But because of the Houthi attacks, many major shipping firms have diverted around southern Africa.
The BBC's Simon Jones. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley says she is not giving up her campaign for the Republican presidential nomination, despite yesterday's loss to former President Trump in her home state's primary. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports.
Haley's loss at home was far from unexpected, given Trump's overwhelming lead in multiple primary polls. Speaking to supporters in Charleston, Haley reiterated her commitment to stay in the race, at least through Super Tuesday on March 5th. She said she believes the stakes for the country are very high.
I couldn't be more worried about America. It seems like our country is falling apart.
Haley is taking her campaign to several states in the coming days, beginning with Michigan. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Charleston.
This is NPR News. Voters in Belarus cast ballots today in parliamentary and local elections. After the polls closed, the U.S. State Department condemned the elections as a sham, saying they were held in a climate of fear under which no electoral processes could be called democratic. The U.S. said all independent political figures have been either detained or exiled. A museum dedicated to Palestinian art and culture has reopened in the West Bank. It had been closed for months because of the war in Gaza. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, the museum calls its three new exhibitions an artistic demonstration against destruction and violence.
You can see the exhibitions on the Palestinian Museum's website, as well as subtitled videos with its director. The new show was organized by an artist-run gallery in Gaza City that was demolished in December by an Israeli airstrike. Some artists have posted videos of themselves pulling their work from the rubble. The exhibitions focus on the history of Palestinian women and contemporary artwork, including a show inspired by parents and grandparents carrying pictures of children who are dead or missing. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
In Paris, the Eiffel Tower reopened today. It had been shut down for 6 days because of a strike. Workers were demanding higher wages and better maintenance of the landmark. The operator agreed to renovations and has begun salary negotiations. Paris will host the Summer Olympics, and the winners' medals will include metal from the 135-year-old tower. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Schizophrenia and Psychosis Action Alliance, shattering barriers to treatment, survival, and recovery. People with schizophrenia can recover and thrive. More at wecanthrive.org.